Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Michael Young, the Vice President, Technical Services and Marketing Programs with Canada Pork International. Thanks for joining us, Michael.
Good morning, Bruce.
As part of the 2019 London Swine Conference, you discussed the topic, where do all the pig parts go? First of all, how much pork does Canada export, and how much are those exports worth?
Oh, thank you, Bruce. Well, quite a bit, actually. Last year, the year before last actually was a record year. Last year was our second highest year in volume. Over 1.2 million tons of Canadian pork exports reached a value of just over $3.8 billion in 2018. That's about a 15% increase in the last 10 years.
How many countries does Canada export pork to now, and what are the most important markets, and why?
So right now, we export to quite a few, actually, about 87 countries in total. But the top 10 markets really account for about 94% of that volume and about 97% of the value. So that's fairly significant. Our top market by volume has always been the USA, and our second largest market by volume is now China.
Looking at China, what is happening there? How is Canada's market position in China expected to change? And how significant will China become in the future, and why?
Well, China, again, is going through some challenges right now with African swine fever. So they will be relying heavily on their import pork partners for supply, and Canada is one of those suppliers. So we are looking for our volume to grow in China. Other good news, of course, is for us is that we've started pilot projects with some Chinese end user customers for chilled pork, which is quite exciting for our industry. We've always done well in the frozen sector, but this opens up a new category of trade for us, which we think will build over time, and we'll be working with our Chinese end user partners to fully optimize that opportunity for Canada.
Looking at Japan, although Japan is third in terms of volume, it is considered to be key. Why is that?
Well, Japan has always been literally the most lucrative export pork market in the world. For Canada, it, in 2018, it was 265,000 tons, which is substantial. But from a value point of view, that's $1.2 billion. So it's by far our highest value market. And, you know, it's a growing market in terms of self-sufficiency, meaning they only produce around 46% of their supply. And the consumption is growing slightly. So overall, we see opportunity for growth in the chilled pork sector for Canada. Last 10 years, we've been focusing on moving from sort of commodity-based frozen cuts to chilled cuts. And our mix now, about 55% of our volume that goes to Japan now goes into the chilled sector, which is quite a change if you look over the years. So. And that represents, again, lots of opportunity for Canadian exporters who want to either expand their Japanese business or get into the Japanese chilled pork business.
How is Canada's market position in Japan expected to change? Over what time frames there, and why?
That's another great question. We're quite happy with actually where we're at in the chilled sector. There's really just three players. There's the USA, Canada, and Mexico. There's a few others, but they're very small. But basically, there's three players. As of 2018, we represented 48% of the chilled pork imports. The USA accounts for 49%, and Mexico is about 3%. So from our point of view, there's lots of opportunity to grow. As again, the sector is growing year over year. The demand for high quality chilled pork is increasing, and Canada has the product and the value to step up and be a supplier. So our goal is to capture and develop as much of that market as possible.
How will Canada's position in that market change, and why?
Well, I think we're positioned quite well. Our member companies have really focused on developing that market over the last few years, and we're seeing increased volume in some of the major pork producing provinces. And Quebec has done a great job growing their business. Ontario is growing. Manitoba is growing. Alberta slowed down a little, but I think they're going to refocus and they'll be back on track for more growth in the future. So it becomes, just a question of where do you want to go, and if you've got the right quality. So our packers have a focus on that market, and they've proven time and time again that they've got the quality and the value and the technology to get it there. So again, I see growth, I see opportunity, and it'll continue to be a prosperous market for the Canadian pork sector.
What has been happening in Mexico and why?
Well, Mexico, continues to be a good market, especially with some of the trade disruptions from our friends down south. So we have seen some growth there, about 153,000 tons. Value is about $252 million. And their self-sufficiency is about 57%. So there's always been a good partnership between Mexico and Canada. And depending on what they require, Canada will do what they can to supply that market. So, I guess it's anyone's bet what will happen between the negotiations. But Canada will always remain a good partner for Mexico. So we'll have to see what happens in the coming year. But, the opportunity's there, and definitely they do require supply from export sources. So
the U.S. is still, as you mentioned, Canada's largest pork export destination. How has Canada's dependence on the U.S. actually changed? What further changes might be expected there, and why?
Yeah, that's correct, Bruce. Yeah, they still are our largest market by volume. They've been trending down since for the last 4 years now, actually. I don't see it changing a whole lot. It tends to be a further processing market for us. So we sell a lot of raw materials into that country, and some of those raw materials find their way back into Canada, but that's free trade. I don't see big changes in the U.S. You never know what's going to happen with trade. But at the moment, it's a stable market for us. It represents a good chunk of our balance cuts. Like I said, a lot of trims and legs, and, it's a good balance of cuts that go down there. So I don't see any changes. I do see the growth coming from other parts of the world.
How important are Canada's smaller export destinations? What role do those markets actually play? And what is the significance of that role?
Well, when you're heavily dependent on the export market, which Canada is, we export about 64% of our pork in a box. And if you look at live trade, we're probably around 74% of our production. So obviously, market access is key. On-farm food safety and hygiene programs are extremely important, because that's really what allows us to get the market access that we do. So having the options to sell our products to a variety of countries is extremely important for any exporter. So the small countries are important because they may not take large volumes, but they do take a nice assortment of what we call balanced products that help to, contribute to the cutout in different areas. So these areas are important. CPI continues to work with these countries and the end user customers to, further develop that so that they have a better understanding of the quality and the safety and the reliance on supply that Canada puts in the box. So the little markets, again, they're not huge, but they are very important in terms of of that overall balance of selling pork to the world.
And is there anything you would like to add?
I just want to, you know, it was a great conference. I quite enjoyed that. I don't often get to do the carcass cutting. Usually we focus in on subprimal cuts and things like that. So it's nice to be able to back it up a little bit and talk about the actual primal cuts and where they go. So it was rewarding for me to do that. I enjoyed that.
Thank you very much.
And you're welcome, Bruce. And it's always nice to speak with Farmscape.
Our guest has been Michael Young, the Vice President, Technical Services and Marketing Programs with Canada Pork International. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.